Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Mary the Encourager here. I'm your host for today. I would like to thank all of you for your continued support and for spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our co-host is none other than Big, who will be with us shortly before the program is over. And our guest today is Max Vanderoel. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome, Max. I'm so glad to have you here. I've been looking forward to finding out more about you as one of our big thinkers. Now,
Thank you very much for having me on here.
Oh, great. Before we really get into the interview part, though, here's what I want you to do. Let's share with our guests your contact info. So the listeners who might be listening live right now by way of the Internet, let's get your information out there. What is your website, email, contact number, just the way that the listeners can get in touch with you if they have questions later?
All right. Yeah. First of all, thank you very much, Mary, to have me online here on your radio show. And yeah, I really appreciate this. And to get a hold of me, first of all, my name is very simple. It's Max, simply just M-A-X.
Okay.
And last name is Vanderoel, which is secondary. Most people just know me as Max itself. And you can find the company that I'm running right now is called www.bookingcalendar.com. This is calendar written with an A-R on the end, so bookingcalendar.com. And we also do have a MySpace website, which is www.myspace.com/bookingcalendar as well.
Okay, thanks so much. Now, I think what I heard you say is that booking, bookingcalendar.com? Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll come back to that, but I wanted to make sure our listeners know as we go through, questions may pop up or they may have a reason that they want to stay in touch with you, which we hope. Well, let's start this way. It's always good to get to know the guests, and I always have a great time with that. So I hope you will enjoy yourself. So let's relax a little, and you tell me a little about yourself.
Oh, about myself? Well,
yes.
I'm not about the company, so more about myself.
No, about you right now.
About me, Marina. Anyhow, I'm originally from the most southern part of Germany, from Bavaria. It's right on the German-Austrian border. I'm born there in 1964 and raised right in the Alps. And I came to Canada in 1991. I came here first for holidays, and I liked the overall country and how laid back the western part of Canada was or is still. So right now I'm actually living in British Columbia, right next. Actually, it's about 3 hours west of Calgary, where Calgary actually used to host the 1988 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are just actually right in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. And I came here because of, first of all, I come from the mountains, and being in the Rocky Mountains, actually, it's, you know, it feels very much home and it's more laid back here. And yeah, ever since then, I stayed here. And with the internet coming in the beginning of the 90s, made me actually make this whole work possible for me to be right in the middle of the Rockies in a small town, which is just about 3,000 people. There was a really good internet connection to create that companies, these companies that I have created the last 10 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. Now, let me just stay with that just for a moment, because I noticed you mentioned the Alps in your country where you were born, and then the Rocky Mountains now. So being in that kind of mountainous area with a small town, what do you like most about that?
Well, first of all, I'm a very outdoorsy person. I do enjoy most mountaineering sports. It's from hiking, pretty much like mountain running, to mountaineering. Like we do, we have within our 50-kilometer radius, we have glaciers going up to over 12,000 feet. And the climbing, rock climbing, I do a lot of flying myself, like hang gliding, paragliding, glider flying, airplane flying. And we also have a lot of lakes right around here too, so all the water sports come right with it. So it's pretty much like a park for me, a playground park here for me. To the beauty of this is within, you know, I can work from home, and within the next 15 minutes, I literally can drive or be at the lake, be in the mountains, and within 20 minutes, I even can go skiing.
Wow, I really like that. I think it's where I live. I'm in the central part of the state of Virginia on the east coast of the U.S., and I always tell people that what I like about being here, within a couple of hours, I can be at the Atlantic Ocean, or I can be in the mountain range, or I can be at the nation's capital, or I can be in a small town south. So I understand that it's not 15 minutes, but I like the idea that I can change my scenery. So,
yeah, I mean, for the Atlantic to the Pacific, for my end, it's quite a longer trip, so we don't really have this in place. But what I always keep bragging about it about myself here is, especially working from here, my rush hour after work literally is running up a 3,000-foot mountain. That's what I'm rushing up, when other people literally are in traffic and have the rush hour there to get home.
But you said 3,000-foot mountain. Now, you're not really running up that mountain, are you?
Yeah, pretty much. It's not quite. It's about 2,800 feet from the bottom up, 2,800 feet. And it takes me just under 40 minutes to run it up there quickly. And then if I take my gear, like my paragliding gear, I run it up in about 50 minutes. And then from there, I just take off, fly down, and land right in front of the house. So this is my kind of rush hour.
Okay, Max, I really like that. I'm going to have to remember. Anytime I'm complaining about rush hour, I'm going to say, wait a minute, you could go straight up. Go up like Max, go up a mountain. Okay, that's great. I love that. Now let's talk a little bit about your passion. I've heard you mention some businesses you started, and I've heard you mention the outdoorsy. What is your passion that you were able to use to turn into a business?
Well, first of all, I'm very open-minded, you know, to different industries and different areas and different things, what has been done. And the benefit what I really have is I have grown up in a very fast-growing, hectic place to some extent, where a lot of tourism business was created, especially in the Alps. And then coming here into a less populated area, I had kind of a different vision what people had around here. And always being kind of an entrepreneur and, you know, thinking outside of the box type of thing, especially with, you know, having your lifestyle, what you really enjoy so much, allows you to all of a sudden do things differently, because you're not kind of in a rut, I would say, where you always go in and out every day. Mm-hmm. And when you run up these mountains to some extent, you have a lot of time to think.
Yeah.
And this is when most of these ideas actually come right from there.
Okay. So have you been able to put quite a few ideas into place? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have done quite some things. I mean, from the very beginning when the Internet came on board and we were working with the Internet and started to build the first kind of websites, my idea was always right away that people should actually use the website as a communication tool instead of just having a website. And so this is when I started to build that first kind of IT business. I purchased in 97 an internet company out of Calgary, and I converted that thing over to put the companies actually into a driver's seat that they could actually update their websites very easily. I mean, we're talking about over 10 years ago, so that they can actually go on, change, modify their sites. But most importantly, is really to bring the message over what they want to bring over with the internet. And still a lot of people don't understand, because the internet is such a side effect for them, is that the internet is a different communication tool or a different media than just print. And this is what we have done so different to others, is when we consulted these companies, especially tourism bureaus, resorts, and trust organizations, that we always put this in this kind of perspective to think differently about communicating with the web instead of just having an advertising tool.
Now, can you give me, just for myself, can you give me an example of how a company might have been more rigid in their thinking and you were able to help them to think outside of the box?
Yeah, one of the things is what we were saying is, you know, if you have a print ad itself, really good print ads always kind of make you do things. Like it's a call to action you have to have in any kind of advertising that people do something, right? Mm-hmm. So when I'm saying if you actually bring traffic from, let's say, a billboard, newspaper, or from an online ad to your website, it has to be done in a message that people, A, are interested in what you say and what you do, and then B, is when they come to their website, this has to be so laid out, that message, the first message, what these people see is to first answer or make sure that they are the right spot. And then from there, you have to have another call to action built into it. There's like kind of a path, a sales path created into it, where you give them a little bit more information, not a lot of information, just a bit more information, and you make them to pick option A, B, or C. And then on the end, all options A, B, or C should go to the end, to, I call it the dotted line. And the dotted line could be a sale, or it could be that people sign up for a free trial, or people actually contact the sales office by phone and want to request for more information. And then the salesperson, as an example, takes over from there. So these paths, this kind of sales path, has to be very well laid out. And if there are hiccups between the sales paths, then it will not work very well. And this is pretty much what we always emphasize.
Okay, so do you have a really strong background in the technical part of the internet then, in IT?
Actually, not at all. It's actually very funny. all the Europeans, you know, they all have an education, kind of an apprentice behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you could hear, my mind was always like in the mountains back then as a, mm-hmm. as a young person, rock climbing and whatnot. And so I just took a quick apprentice on. I mean, I finished my schools, and then I did my apprentice as a carpenter. So I'm actually a licensed carpenter. And then from there, I discovered fairly quickly that things like this was, I mean, I'm a licensed carpenter, but I'm really by heart, I'm not, right? So I know how it works, but if you really put me to the spot, there's, you know, you got to like what you do, otherwise you're not good at it, right?
Right.
And I liked more really the marketing aspect and trying to think things out from a marketing perspective. And I also like to always, you know, communicate with people. I'm also have acted in the Alps as an instructor on the end and as a guide, as a flying instructor. And so I've taught a couple thousand people actually flying. And I really enjoyed it a lot to bring the message over. And at the same time, I was also quite involved to market the school itself, the flying school. And so this is actually more my educated background instead of just what I have taken by school.
Oh, okay. Well, it's really interesting to me because I'm an entrepreneur at heart, so I love hearing about ideas. And when you say carpenter, that really kind of got me because one of the things I'm doing right now, this is your interview, so I'm not going to go into mine, but I'm actually working with a number of tradesmen, and it's actually a membership organization to help people to be able to choose contractors for, you know, for their own home projects or in areas where they've been hit with disasters, but being able to have some benefits that don't come usually with their homeowners and renters. And so I'm finding myself more in contact with people who are in that field. So just knowing you have that kind of background, I have to keep that in mind. If I ever have a question.
Yeah, I mean, it's always very interesting to see these kind of businesses, and I evaluate all the time trades and businesses in any kind of environment. And really what we see is, and this is kind of a challenge with any kind of marketing out there, and that's what really what I like so much about marketing and entrepreneurial kind of businesses starting up like what I'm doing, is I try to put myself into this trade kind of shoes and see if they understand what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of times people are really – you know, if you're passionate about carpentry, as an example, and you're a carpenter, right,
mm-hmm.
or a massage therapist or whatever in this case, people might not be technically inclined or, you know, be open-minded in internet or technology as we are to some extent,
Right.
And this is very important for a lot of marketing. You know, just having a website and you are very web savvy per se doesn't mean your market is very web savvy. And this is what I have realized and learned over the last several years is quite often as an entrepreneur, you are always a couple of years ahead of your thinking or trying to figure out where the trend on the market is going to. And then once your mind is there, then you anticipate all the time that your market will be there as well. And most of the time, the first couple of years, these kind of markets do not understand what you're talking about. And this is very frustrating and actually really hard for us.
Yes. In fact, I really can relate to that because several of the companies that I'm working with right now are new. And in fact, in some cases, they're actually the creators of a new, you know, a new genre. They're the creators of a new industry approach. And it does become quite an effort to try to get in the mind of the other person and have them understand what it is that's happening when it's so new. So I can relate to some of the issues that go along with that. I don't have all the answers, though, so maybe I can get you to give me the answers.
Yeah. Well, as you know, it's the company that I'm running right now is bookingcalendar.com, as some of the listeners already maybe have punched in into their web browsers just to see what this is all about. And as you can see, this is an online appointment scheduler.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a very prime example. When we started this idea about in 2000 or 2001, we were way ahead of the market to sell our product. And then even 4 or 5 years ago when we started to target our market, and we actually, as an example, targeted our market to the complementary health market, such as massage therapists, acupuncturists, chiropractors, and right? And it was very interesting because, you see, our software right now is really acting as a full communication hub to help people, to help companies like this, you know, free them off from playing telephone tag, as an example.
Right.
You know, or even to have, I can get into more details there, but you can see for the massage therapy market, for smaller companies who don't have a receptionist, as an example there, It is just almost a no-brainer to have an online scheduler in place that their clientele or their patients can go online and book themselves in instead of trying to find out what kind of openings there are and then eventually to book an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years ago, I went to a lot of trade shows, let's say for massage therapists, and it was literally like banging the head against the wall to just explain them in very simple words what kind of benefit it will do for them. And, you know, massage therapists are kind of different people than we IT people are, right? They are
right.
More in the touch and the feel and this kind of connection they have more. Like I have my wife always begs me to give her a massage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really good at it, right? But I can massage my keyboard way better, which means I can write better, right? And the opposite is for a massage therapist. You know, if you give them a keyboard and put them on the computer, they have a way harder time. Actually, they try to avoid it even, right, to just be by pencil and by book, and they rather give massages. So this was a huge, huge struggle for us 4 or 5 years ago, to educate the market what is actually there. And, I mean, we just see it as the last year and a half, I would say, that this market is really coming around and very open to this kind of technology right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so I can see that's a pretty good example of you bringing to life something that could benefit the other group, even though they couldn't see it at first.
Yeah, we took it even a step further, and we are, even compared to our competitors, what we have, we are way ahead of them. As an example, we say, you know, our calculations, as an example, say, and I go into the massage, I just use the massage therapy sector right now as an example.
Okay.
We see that about 50 to 70% of a massage therapist's patients will go online and book themselves in. It's
yep.
only 50 to 70%, which is a big number, you know, where you don't have to do playing telephone tag, as an example. And it's also a big number because you don't really lose a lot of business because, as you know, if you start playing telephone tag and then their back really hurts, you dial right away the competitor to get an appointment somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, we have about 50 to 30% of the clientele who does not like to go online or simply doesn't go online to book their appointments. There might be different reasons. Either they don't know about it because not advertised, that type of thing, right? Or they simply don't want to be online and do it online. So what we have done with our booking calendar at the same time is we said, well, we know there is a 30 to 50% chance that people don't want to be online and book it, and they want to use the phone. But most of the smaller companies were saying, well, we can't afford a receptionist.
All right.
Well, with our software now, they can afford a receptionist. And when I tell these people, it's almost like always an eye-opener. They go like, well, what do you mean? I can't, and now I can. And I say, well, look at this. Our software is about $29 a month,
mm-hmm.
which is more than, you know, it gives you more bookings than you need for a 2 to 3 person spa or a massage therapy company.
Yeah, we've
and
got
all
hundreds.
They can, we have several hundreds out there. Oh yeah, but what we're saying is, so for $29 a month, a company like this can purchase our software on a monthly basis or on an annual basis, and then what they should do is they should simply forward their telephone to a, let's say, home-based business. It could be a call center or it could be a home-based call center. It also could be a retired person working from home or even a handicapped person, and they could answer your phone calls, and you as the massage therapy company would set them up with a username password so that they can log in as a booking agent and they can do bookings for you.
Oh, wow,
and
that's an idea.
So at the same time, you can say, you know, every booking this person takes for you, you pay him by per booking. And you don't pay that person by coming into your office and sitting in your office,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Or now what you, or also what you can do is what we have seen a lot of bigger companies actually do. They say, you know, my receptionist in the office should act as a receptionist and not as a call center person. Because there's nothing worse if you go to an office and you stand in front of the desk and the receptionist always says, oh, sorry, the phone goes. Sorry, the phone goes, right? Or,
yeah.
You know, it's way better to actually have a receptionist meet and greet you and make sure everything is filled out properly and makes you welcome in the office,
mm-hmm.
as an example.
Right.
So it works two ways. It works for companies with receptionists and without receptionists. But anyhow, if you don't have a receptionist and forward your phone to a home-based business or to a call center, that means 100% of your clientele will be covered. Actually want to go and book online themselves,
mm-hmm.
and the other 30 to 50% who simply want to call in.
Okay.
But now I want to give you one quick addition to this whole thinking what we have. We took that thing a little bit further.
Okay.
And what we have done there is we say, okay, patients booking themselves in is one part.
Mm-hmm.
People who answer the phone is a second part. But how about if you could actually expand your sales force with no additional overhead costs? How would that sound?
Okay. That
I
would
think
be great
that
for
would
me.
Be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So within our software, what you can do, what we said, you set up booking agents. And now what a lot of massage therapy companies do, as an example, they go to their nearby hotels and go to their concierge desks or to the front desks and say, hey, if your customers want to have a massage booked, here is the website for my booking calendar. Here is the username and password. This means you are set up as a booking agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can log in into my calendar. You see what's available, and you can book your house guests right in from there without phoning me.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, any booking we see coming in, we can see this in the reports, and everybody else can, I mean, the booking agent can see this himself too. You pay actually a commission, such as a fee per booking type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that means you can expand your sales force right from there without adding any phone lines, without adding any more staff to as a call center staff, because these people can go online and book your schedule up right from there. We have seen this several times that then a lot of massage therapy companies, smaller companies who struggle to survive, within 6 months later, they actually had to order more therapists in order to keep up with the demand.
Okay. Wow. That,
that's what I see as a whole package on the end.
Yeah, you know, I looked at your site online, but I'm really glad to hear you discuss it because it really brings it alive a lot more to understand through an example of just what's going on there.
Yeah, I know. It sounds kind of very technical, and that's our problem to some extent right now because we are so far ahead with things like this, right? Another example is, you know, if you would be the director of a tennis club, per se,
mm-hmm.
or tennis center, would you think to get an appointment scheduler?
No, not really.
Not really, right? But this is right now a big market. What slowly, I mean, we really see the demand there right now, and we start marketing for it. As an example, a lot of tennis members, they actually book the court times. What do they do? They always phone in a couple of days before and say, "Is court A, B, C? What court is available? Can I book in so that I can play with my partner or with my group from this time to that time?" So you want to book off the court for 45 minutes or an hour, 2 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you have an online scheduler and have your tennis courts available to your members? They can log on and they can self-book themselves right in from there.
Okay. All right. So what kind of response then are you getting? You have to spend a good bit of time helping people to understand it. But I would think once they understand it, they would see how they could save so much money and time.
Yeah, and that was our biggest hurdle was how do we advertise it and how do we get this out there? And what we have done is, I mean, you see our website now playing a kind of a message in there like a multi-industry support, global solution, and, right? Just to give you kind of an idea. Mm-hmm. But as you know from marketing, a website is only good, especially the web marketing, for people who search or look for something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And as I explained before, like fitness trainers or personal trainers or gyms and so on, they don't necessarily look for an online scheduler right now. And that was a big issue for us to get this kind of solved. And how we have solved this to some extent, and it's more like experimental right now for the last 4 months, I would say, or 5 months, we are using as an example MySpace.
Okay.
To solve that problem, right? And and how we do it there differently is, and MySpace is actually really beautiful, a marketing tool, because everybody out there you can contact and you're not considered a spammer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that people say, I'm a massage therapist or I'm a massage therapist instructor, as an example, right? And so we can do searches. And what we primarily do is we do actually searches to instructors, tutors, people who actually give business lessons, as an example, teach about lessons, life coaches,
okay.
Overall business coaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we say is, so we approach these people and say, hey, look at this software, what we have. That might be a really good idea for some of your markets you're dealing with. And what we do at the same time, we say, look, if you have another seminar or a lesson or, you know, a whole class going on for you, it happens now more and more that actually these instructors come up with kind of freebies or goodies, we call it, they hand out to the students or to the event participants, right? And so what we say is, listen, you can have we create you a special coupon for your classes. And you can hand this out to your students, and we give them a 3 months free subscription. 3 months, totally for free. And so you can hand this over at the same time. A, you look good as an instructor to have a freebie there, but B, it also shows you that you do more marketing or more market research and be more on the front line for your students and educate them about them, what new is out there, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so this is how we actually, through MySpace, contact these instructors or teachers and seminars, the people who run the seminars, and offer them these free coupons. And that seems to be working very well, actually.
Oh, okay. And that's been an asset for your company to be able to give the 3 months memberships free?
Absolutely, yeah. And
you were given 30 days free.
We have right now a 30-day free trial, yes, for the people who find us online and want to try it out. But what we really do is we say, you know, if you come in with a referral from a teacher or from a seminar, we give you the 30 days for free plus 3 months.
Okay. Okay.
And this is an incentive for the instructor or for the teacher to actually give them something out, because this is a good value what they're giving out there.
Now, let me just interrupt you for a moment, Max, because I've gotten so caught up in what you've been saying. I didn't want to interrupt you. But let me just take a moment, and I want to get your contact information, and I want to just have a moment to remind people that this is, you're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. So, Max, once again, will you let our listeners know how they can reach you? Because I want to make sure they know how they can participate. I want to know how I can become one of your affiliates. So let's get that information out now. What's your website, email, contact information?
Okay. Again, first, my name is, again, Max, for people who didn't get it from the beginning when they came in. And the website is called bookingcalendar.com, which is bookingcalendar.com. And we also do have, for people who are looking for these coupons for the seminars, we have a MySpace website set up for this. And this is myspace.com/bookingcalendar, also with an AR on the end, calendar. And at the same time, when you go to our website, we also do have on the bookingcalendar.com and page on the contact us, where you can sign up as an affiliate, where we actually do pay fees for people who bring us, you know, refer people to us as well.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds really good, because I'm a part of a voice communication system where we're contacting and getting contact back from over thousands of people, and many of them are people who have home-based businesses or small companies that they're trying to grow. So I think this would just be a wonderful asset to help a person to get through those early days without having to add on additional expense. So I could see
That's how we really started our marketing. Is first we were looking after small startup or new companies, like especially the massage therapy department was for us, because we could see it's a very fast-growing market. We approached them first. Then right away, the salons, bigger salons right away, grasped the idea right away and said, like, wow, this is pretty interesting. My receptionist can act more as a receptionist. And plus, I'm open 24 hours a day, not just during my receptionist
hours, right?
Mm-hmm. And then next this one started to lead into other things, like photographers using us a lot right now, you know, for scheduling portraits, picture taking with universities, schools, church pictures, and so on. Personal trainers, they are on there right now using it a lot for their own scheduling. We do have, as an example, the YMCA in Florida using us. A lot of higher-end organizations such as the Planned Parenthood is using us in Florida being the scheduling system for their call centers, and they also want to release this in the future for their direct people, you know, the patients to book into it.
Mm-hmm.
We also do have now the U.S. military using us as well. We have U.S. government contractor or subcontractors using us also for any kind of appointment scheduling. The other thing is, what is very interesting too, is our system gets a lot used also for scheduling interviews, such as job interviews. And we see this a lot with big organizations like schools when they hire the teachers for the next year, or resorts when they hire their staff for golfing and for winter staff and so on. So what they do is literally they after they read the resumes briefly, they send these people to their booking calendar, and they can book in their own either in person or over the phone job interviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it's going all over the place. And as an example right now, I just heard that a couple of weeks ago, our system right now is even used within the headquarter office for Google Australia. So Google Australia, they're using our system for scheduling actually their massages, for their staff massages when, you know, it's amazing. So we are all over the place right now.
So now how long has this service been available?
We started that idea, the concept, in 1999. And it started really from the point when we had resorts contacting us to say, well, we want to act more as a more efficient concierge. That's how we actually started to book tour operators, let's say whitewater rafting or ski doing and these type of things, instead of trying to get a hold of the operators.
Mm-hmm.
That was the initial idea when we thought, like, we can use the website as a, online calendar for doing these type of things.
Okay.
And since then, we actually evolved and more into appointment scheduling. And as I said before, in 2001, 2002, the market was really slow. The sales were very, very slow back then, and simply because the market wasn't ready for it. And I really started to pick up the ball in 2004 again. And since then, it took us about another 2 years to, you know, get all the feedback for the markets we were dealing with. And then in 2006, we started actually to build a brand new version, which took us just about a year and a half, almost 2 years, to get that finished. And this is a full-time team with about 6 to 8 programmers. To put all the knowledge what we have everything we have learned from these markets we were dealing with from the years before to build that bookingcalendar.com as it is today. Actually, we still do a couple of add-ons to it right now to be so flexible as we are today. And as you can see, we are used from very small companies to big organizations on the end. And we even took it a step further, which also made us totally unique out there. Within our software, as an example, we have a built-in API, and now I'm getting really technical with that.
Yeah, what is that?
A built-in API means actually that we have an interface created in our system, which is designed and geared for other programmers. And these programmers can take these functions, the API functions, and can integrate them into their own software. In other words, instead of them trying to reinvent the wheel again, what we have done in several of years, they can use our calendar and can actually use certain functions of our calendar and can integrate them into their own software.
Okay.
So if you already have an existing software running for your members, you can integrate it in that. So you don't really have to use our interface per se. Actually, it went even further. We have another company out there, and it's very exciting too. It's a U.S.-based company called iGoFigure.com. And these guys are, you can find them on our website under features.
Under
features, there's a drop-down called Partners and API.
Yes, I see that.
And when you scroll down to the last part where it says API library, there's a sample in there from iGoFigure.com. And iGoFigure.com is actually a membership software, which lets you administrate memberships of gyms, yoga classes, or whatever you have to do with memberships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are really good at what they're doing, but they did not have a scheduler really into it. And when Matt, the vice president, approached me there about 6 months ago, a good 6-7 months ago, he approached me and said, well, you know, you guys have really good software. I would like to copy it, or I would like to use your software. How can we do that, right? And I showed him our API library, and he looked at this with his technicians and said, like, wow, this is the way to go, right? And so what he has done is he integrated our software in his software. And then 3 months later in San Diego on one of the big gym or health conventions, he announced that he has his add-on built into it. And everybody was surprised how fast he could do it. He literally could do this within 3 months to have in his software another software built into it. And then he simply announced out there and said, well, it was pretty simple. We simply went out there and picked the best guys out there, and they also had an API library in place, and we could integrate their software and our software.
Max, we have a caller now. Let me just see if our caller is on the air. Hello,
sure.
Caller in the 312 area code.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. How's it going, Max?
Hello, thank you. Very good.
None other than our co-host, Big. Welcome.
I had a busy schedule today, and something like that calendar would have came in handy had I been using it a lot sooner than I started. But, Max, I've been listening to the interview for a minute here, and I've been listening to some of the things that you're telling our listeners that you didn't get a chance to share with me. But one of the things I'd like to ask you is, how does the calendar work for you with the other things you're doing? Because what a lot of our people don't know is that you're also an ultimate athlete. So how did you incorporate that into what you're doing with that portion of your life?
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, to be able to do this kind of work, what I'm doing here right now and being so open-minded is because of my my sports, what I'm doing. But as you can imagine, doing sports and only work doesn't really is a good combination to some parts. One thing I didn't mention here yet, I'm actually having a almost wife. I think she's going to marry me one day, I hope. Anyhow, she actually, we have two kids together. They're just turned two and will be turning four, so two little kids. So we're kind of late starters this way. And my, let's call her wife, is the most amazing person out there, actually, who allows me to do these two things in a very balanced way. And she pushes me and says, well, Max, you got to train now more here, and now you go back to work. And having that kind of support from a partner, almost like a coach and a partner and a lover at the same time, you know, it's pretty much the best what you can ask for. And without her, because as you can imagine, there is a lot of times when we, and I think I speak for every entrepreneur out there, is we hit the wall so hard a lot of times that it really hurts. And a lot of times we want to just give up because we are so frustrated that we don't know how to go forward anymore. And so without her, really, I would not be there where I am today.
That's great to hear.
So at the same time now, you know, she pushes me to that. She supports me a lot from the business end of it. And she herself is also a world-class athlete herself. When she was younger, she was in the top 200 in tennis, playing international tennis circuit out there. She's an amazing marathon runner. She runs today, so marathons under 3 hours. It's just a natural in sports. And she is also a pilot like myself. Like we fly a lot, do a lot of paragliding together. And so also what we were running into it is we're doing, actually this year, and for 2009, she will be my supporter for this end, and also my coach and trainer at the same time. I'm doing this for a second time, the competition called the X Alps. And this is what you're referring to, Big. Is this correct?
Yes, and with flyingmax.com and what you're about to get into exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, flyingmax.com is actually my private website. This is where you can see my sports passion, and you also can see pictures of my wife and my kids right there. So it's simply flyingmax.com. And so what we are also doing here right now is we're just training and preparing ourselves for the X-Alps 2009. Give you a brief history on the X-Alps 2007. I mean, this is now the fourth event in total, what they have done. This is a Red Bull event. And they claim it's pretty much the hardest and the toughest adventure race you actually can do. And this is a race which actually starts in, it's actually in Austria, or in Europe, and it starts in Austria, in the eastern part of Austria. And what they make you do there is they make you run up glaciers, per se, at the beginning with your gear on, which is about 20 kilograms, what you have on your pack, on your back. And you have certain turning points, certain points you have to reach. And the whole course is actually 850 kilometers long.
Wow.
And how that starts is, so it goes from the Dachstein Glacier in Austria. You have to run up there to about over 3,000 meters. And then from there, you have to go down to Italy to the Marmolata, which is the queen of the Dolomites. Have to get around the Marmolata, and then you have to cross the main Alps back up to Switzerland again and go around the Eiger North Face. And then around the Eiger North Face, you have to head to France, to Mont Blanc, which is the highest mountain of Europe. And then from there, you head down to Monte Carlo, to Monaco. And all you can do and all you're allowed to do is either walk, hike, or fly with your paraglider. So literally all we do is, you know, we pinpoint the next mountain where we could hike up or run up type of thing, right? And go up there, take off, fly as far as we can, find the next one, go up and down. I mean, the day pretty much is like in the mornings you hike up the mountains and we gain about, yeah, a good 3,000 to 5,000 feet. And then from there, we have to work with the weather to find the right thermals and the conditions. And if they are good, then you hope to fly a couple hundred kilometers a day. And if they are bad, as it happened last year as well, that means you walk.
Wow.
And this event takes about 2 to 3 weeks. And so you're literally out there 24/7, and all you do is you just, you know, walk as far as you can at night and sleep about 3-4 hours and get up and keep on going.
Now, let me ask you, with something like that, and you're carrying 20 pounds of on your back, is there a way where you might, like, find lizards or something to eat and cook, or snakes, or, you know, because I know you can't really have food all the time. I mean, you know, that's got to be...
Yeah. Well, first of all, it is 20 kilograms, which is just about 40 pounds. So it's about 35 pounds in total, what you carry. You carry your wing with you, with your instruments. And you also have, like, instruments with you, which is GPS connected, so that the people on the internet can actually follow your track, right, live, what's going on. And if it comes down to eating, you know, in today's world, we have these energy drinks. And that's what we pretty much live on. It's the diet to start with and the breakfast you have to running with. And the nice, beautiful thing in the Alps is it's not that you are totally cut off for a week. I mean, you might be cut off for a day or 2 days where you can live on the drinks. And this is where your supporter comes in, and this is, in this case, my wife. She's actually trying to make sure where I am, especially with GPS and radio contact. And wherever I land and come down, and I try to come down in the valleys on the, at night and walk at night in there, so she's going to make sure to just pitch a tent quickly for me and gives me something to eat, what I need, and just stocks up my liquids, what I need again during the day. And even maybe to some extent hikes with me up some of the glaciers to make sure that she's carrying the additional weight for the food when I take off for the next day or 2 days, that I, you know, have enough with me. So it's kind of a joint venture. Efforts.
Now, how did all of these become your passion? I mean, because this is not just something that you just kind of wake up into. Were you always adventurous and always thinking of, you know, different ways to benefit people as far as, you know, how you came up with the concept for the booking calendar and being able to integrate it?
Well, there's, as I said, there's... my character, as an example, is, as I said before, I'm a licensed carpenter, which has nothing to do with what I'm doing today. But deep down, my passion is actually sharing knowledge, and not just sharing the knowledge, also experience my knowledge and benefits what I learned with others. And so I acted for many years as an instructor, And I had so much fun helping and showing people what can be done different or easier all the time. And I also was quite involved back then in Europe as a test pilot and evolving, you know, the new wings when we developed the wings and the flight gear. And once we did that, I was always very open right away and wanted to share this with everybody out there. And that's the same thing what I'm pretty much doing today in the technology. When we discover some new ways, new things to do, I'd like to share them right away with everybody and try to help them right away that way, right? And so this is from the technology point of view, from my work's point of view, how I evolved there. From the sports, the extreme sport itself, well, they call it extreme sport. For me, it was kind of normal to do this kind of activity, what I'm doing. Getting into this now media-driven extreme sport was not really my choice. Literally, I got pushed into it by a couple of people saying, hey, Max, you should go there. And in the end, pretty funny, actually, the last time I really got into it, my friend came up with the offer and said, hey, Max, you should go there. And then I said, oh, yeah, it sounds interesting. I only go if you go, you know, if you would act as my supporter. And I always knew that this, my friend there, is a super busy land developer. I mean, he builds right now, has a development with about over 1,000 doors to put in. And so his schedule is super, super busy. And I knew, like, oh, okay, he's never would say yes. And sure enough, he said, yes, I'm going to be your supporter. You're going to be in. And that's how I got in. And now I got really kind of addicted to it. I really enjoy the prep work for it and the whole training for it. It brings actually way more out of me than I actually ever thought before.
Well, I do thank you so much for that information, because I know we had talked earlier about getting into your sports and the extreme sports and talking a little bit more about it. And I'm really glad that our co-host Big was able to come on and have this interchange with you. I'm just really excited about all that I'm hearing about your companies, about you, even about your relationship with a very supportive person who we call your wife to be soon. So I really appreciate you taking the time. Pardon?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the words. But anyway, I appreciate the time. I want to ask you just a couple more questions about your booking calendar. Maybe there's another word or two about sports, and then we're really going to be down to the end here. But here's what I want to find out. In the booking calendar, one thing I wasn't sure about, what if I wanted to have appointments, but they were all for the same time? For instance, if I'm having an event, and I want people to register for that event, and I need, will my calendar be able to hold multiple appointments at the same time, you know, 100, 200 if I need that?
We have two kind of options there. Within the appointment scheduler itself, you can have multiple bookings per time slot. And the reason why we have done that to start with is like for chiropractors and acupuncturists. And how this works is they say, okay, we take four people for a session because, you know, once you work on the first person, the second person waits in the room already, then the first person rests, then you take the second person and so on, right?
Okay.
So, yes, you can take multiple bookings per time slot. You can set it up that way.
Okay.
Now, we have another part built into the booking calendar as well. And as you can see on the homepage, it says it's an appointment scheduler and an event registration software.
Okay.
The event registration software part is pretty much what you are looking for. What this means is you can set up an event. You can say for a Monday 4 o'clock workshop, and then people can go on, and you can actually assign a number. You can say, okay, I accept, let's say, 100 people for the workshop, or 20 people, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you can assign a cost type for participants,
mm-hmm.
which means if you offer something per person, and if a senior's price is different, then you can also offer a per senior's price, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you can actually use that software this way as well.
Oh,
did this answer your question?
Yes, it does. That was. I have some other questions about the calendar, but I'll get into that a little bit more because I really like the website. I see it, that I can get a lot of information there. Let me just ask one other question. Is there anything more you would like to talk with us about your passion for your sports, family, anything like that in the next minute or so, and before we move on into our final couple of items?
Okay. To the sports itself, what I want to say to start with is when people listen to what I'm saying, especially about the sports end of it, a lot of people say, like, well, this is a crazy guy, or it's a, you know, a stupid crazy guy. And I just want to mention that this, that people who do these kind of things, what we do, it's not about being crazy. We are not crazy at all. Everything we do, and I mean, I'm in my mid-40s now. I'm doing this since a very young person. What we do is, if you are really crazy and try to push for, you know, being the bravest guys out there, especially in these kind of sports, you will not survive or you will not have a long life. And really what I want to say in this case is, these kind of sports, what we do, is very mature sports. It, and, you know, requires a lot of discipline, a lot of training, a lot of patience, and a lot of times we simply go back and don't do certain things because the conditions are not right for it or the training was not right for it. And a lot of people just see to some extent the highlights and say, like, oh, this guy must be crazy. It looks crazy to people who never have done certain things like this, but I just want to say, if you want to be a very successful entrepreneur and a business person, you have to go by some certain rules and respect life and respect your competitor and respect your customer. And it's the same thing applies to high-end athletes. You have to respect life. You have to respect what you're doing. Otherwise, you won't doing it for long.
Yes. In fact, I totally agree. I think you said it so well, because people really need to understand the discipline and the knowledge that goes into any of these kind of sports if you're going to be successful. So I really appreciate the way you said that. We've had I've had quite a bit of fun just learning more about you, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to say a few more words. And what I'd like to ask you, we're down to our last 3 minutes, if you have anyone or any groups of people or things you want to thank, please use that this time now to do that and give us a few closing comments.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. First of all, what I said there regarding the respect and discipline, this applies to anything you do, whether it is a sports, business, or your relationship. And there is no relationship, a good relationship in my eyes, if these respectful basic elements are not there. And I really, as I said before, the person really who brings all these out of me is Penny, my partner, and especially my two kids. I mean, they're supportive, so supportive. They're going along with us. They're doing everything what I'm doing or what my wife and I am doing. We have them on long excursions, like 10-day wilderness trips where we totally cut off from the environment, and we're going down to Egypt and everywhere. And, you know, if you have a team like my kids and my wife behind you or sharing this kind of things, what we are doing here right now, that's the only way how it makes the whole thing work. So I really want to thank my kids and my wife to it, and all my friends. And it's so important to have friends, because your friends are the people who communicate with you, and they, you know, let you talk to them when you are down, and they encourage you again to get up and go this way and help out there. It doesn't have to be financially. It's just having somebody listening to you. And
Max, we're down to our last 50 seconds. I just want to thank you so much, and I want to ask you to be prepared to come back again when we can share some more information about where you are, where your business is, how you've expanded. And I really want to thank you for taking this time to be with us. So I'm going to be closing now. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success
makes us successful. This has been a great conversation with Max, who you can reach at www.bookingcalendar.com. Thanks so much for being our guest tonight, and thank you, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Good night.